From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Israel-Gaza frontier was quiet Wednesday, following a barrage of dozens of mortar shells and rockets Tuesday, striking southern Israel, wounding three soldiers, and prompting retaliation, the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military delivered what he called the strongest blow in years with tank fire and airstrikes aimed at more than 50 Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. He warned such attacks would carry a heavy price. A Palestinian official credited Egyptian mediation for a ceasefire, although Israel stopped short of agreeing to it. Hamas and Islamic Jihad said the launching of rockets and mortar shells was in response to the killing of more than 100 Palestinians by Israeli troops along the border during weeks of protests. The UN Security Council met an emergency session Wednesday, Mideast envoy Nikolai Mladenov warning the region was on the brink of conflict.
I'm afraid that the last 2 days have seen the most serious escalation since the 2014 conflict between Hamas and Israel, and they have been a warning to all of us how close we are to the brink of war every day.
Kuwait blocked a U.S. draft statement strongly condemning the rocket and mortar fire from Gaza, offered a draft resolution offering to protection for Palestinians. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday said resolving the crisis in central Mali, gripped by Islamist and ethnic violence, is key to peace across the country. The U.N. chief spoke as he visited the Mopti region. Visiting a command post, he also underscored the need to secure financial backing for the so-called G5 Sahel force, formed with troops from Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Chad, and Burkina Faso, to confront the jihadist threat. This is VOA News.